Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again to give us an update on the big event this weekend and another big one coming up in February is my good buddy Scott Bird. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Better than last week when I had you in here.
See, the cold thing, it worked.
Yeah, you know, we were looking for cold, and we said even last week, don't worry. Yeah. Mother Nature's going to come through.
Yeah, it always happens.
And it's getting cold now, and we're still a month away from even more cold before that big event. But before we get to that, we've got an auction coming up in just a few days. Don't we?
We sure do. Yes, yeah. Sir. We got a good one. I'll tell you what, we got some great items out there right now and more good stuff coming in every day.
That's right. And of course, the big fundraiser for Michigan Special Olympics. You've been working with them for a long, long time.
I have been for a long time. It's been probably 12 years or better now.
Wow. But,
yeah. And it's something that, you know, once you start getting involved in it, you just can't stop. It's a great cause. There's a lot of good causes out there, but this is the one that I hold near and dear,
yeah,
as well as, you know, the whole crew out to the Sand Lake Sports Bar. We really enjoy what we do out there. We have a good time with it. And I think it shows.
Yeah, and that's where we're heading, Saturday, right? That's the big day for the Sand Lake Sports Bar and the auction.
Saturday at 2 o'clock. Yep,
yeah.
We're going to get started out there. There's a $7 cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, that does include some lunch. We've got some good stuff coming in out there for food also. And 50-50 drawing. We're going to do another nice 50-50 drawing. And the tickets for the TV. We're going to raffle away the TV out there, too.
Big TV.
It's a big one, yeah. It's a 50-inch. It's a nice TV. TV, yeah.
All right. And then, of course, throughout the afternoon, plenty of auction items. I know the community's come through, as they always have for you.
It's amazing. The girls have been out there working real hard, getting around the businesses in the area here, and the Tawas's and Hale area. And we've really got some nice stuff out there. And like I say, there's more coming in every day. And usually right up to the day of the auction, we're getting stuff in there, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, the more the merrier, and like I say, we're gonna have a good time with it and auction everything off, and we're looking for a great year.
And indeed, and of course, get there early because the place fills up pretty quick, doesn't it?
It does fill up fast, and like I say, we're starting at 2 o'clock, but I definitely would recommend get there a little bit early so you get a good seat and enjoy the afternoon.
Indeed. And then in February, you know, we kind of touched on a little last time you were in, but we want to talk about a little bit more. The 12th annual Frosty Invitational is coming up, isn't it?
Coming up again, buddy. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is one that has really taken off, been well received by everybody. They come out, have a good time, bring friends, come back, and it's just grown amazing.
Yeah.
And we do have a great time with that. We've doing the turkey bowling again this year.
That's a now relatively new thing. What, about 4 or 5 years you've been doing that now?
The turkey bowling we started right from the beginning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the chip challenge, I believe, is what you
said.
Chip challenge.
That's the newer thing. That's right.
That's the newest one.
But
that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Like I say, we set it up and you get to chip a tennis ball through a toilet seat.
Easier said than done, I think.
Almost easier said than done.
Exactly.
It's kind of tongue tied.
Wow.
It's a great time anyhow though. And that's coming up. The cold weather has turned good for us, so we're making ice right now. And again, I've assembled the area's finest ice golf course builders out there.
The Jack Nicholases of snow golf,
that's
right?
That's right. We've got them out right out there in Sand Lake, and we're gonna do it again. We're going to have a good time with that also.
Yeah, indeed. Now, that's $20 per person?
It's $20 per person. Sign up the day of the event, or I've got registration forms all over through the community.
Yes, you do.
Been out putting flyers up, talking to people, the sponsors, the whole sponsors are coming through again for me, and it's really coming together. You know, it's a lot of legwork, a lot of running around, but I enjoy it. I get out, I talk to the people, explain to them what we're doing, and it's all for Michigan Special Olympics, and a portion of the money that we raise here stays here in the county.
Yeah.
So, you know, that helps out our area athletes as well. And like I say, it's gotten big. It's a good time, and we invite everybody out.
Indeed. I remember when you first brought that up, you were a little worried about whether people would show up, and man, have they showed up.
They have showed up. And like I say, they come out, they have a great time.
Yeah.
They talk about it with their friends and family, and they bring somebody back out, and you know, we do it all again next year.
That's right. Well, if they want more information about either of these events, I would imagine Sand Lake Sports Bar, the number they call first?
That would be a good spot to call, 989-466-9962. give us a call out there. Again, we still, you know, we have some room for auction items. If you have something you'd like to donate, give me a call or call out to the St. Lake Bar there, and we'll make arrangements to pick it up, or you can bring it out and enjoy the afternoon with us.
Very good. Yeah, a couple of big events coming up, both big fundraisers for Michigan Special Olympics, and this guy always works hard. He works year-round hard, but we get the chance to talk to him over these couple of months right after the holidays. Scott Bird. Scott, we appreciate you joining us once again here for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks again, and like I say, February 3rd now, the Wirtz Warriors will be out to the St.
Lake's Park. Right. I knew I wanted to ask you about something else. You got a good memory, buddy.
I'm trying.
February 3rd, Wirtz Warriors, and then is that the beginning for the run then?
That's the day the Wirtz Warriors will be coming up into the St. Lake Sports Bar at 12:45.
Okay.
I got the schedule last night. 12:45, Wirtz Warriors will be out to the St. Lake Sports Bar, and that's this, you know, where we start out from our journey up here.
Yeah.
for the week, the ride that we do. And that's an organization that just stands alone by itself. It's amazing to be part of that. I've been privileged for the last 12 years to be a part of it and attend the opening ceremonies for the Winter Games in Traverse City. I can't tell you how overwhelming it is to spend the quality time with these athletes and enjoy that we get to take part in some of their events with them. And just, it's a great time. It's a good week. It's a busy week.
Right.
But it's extremely rewarding, and we all have a good time with that also.
Very good. February 3rd for that. This Saturday, the auction. Then February 16th is the Frosty Invitational.
It's a busy time out there.
Ooh, it is for you, buddy. And then, you go on vacation way down south somewhere nice and warm for a while?
Yeah. Try and thaw out a little
there
bit.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Well, Scott, I'm sure we'll talk to you again before the big Frosty Invitational, or even maybe before the Wirtz Warriors trip, and we'll get some more information. But again, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise.
I'll be around, and thank you.